Talkstation.com.
Talk Live, it is your program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us again at freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff going on there, and it's all for free. We are also in person, live broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. So if you want to join the fun in person, you should come up to Gunstock here in beautiful Guilford, New Hampshire, the Lakes region, very near Lake Winnipesaukee. There's a lot of other action in the area at this time, though. Bike Week is going on right now.
Yep, Bike Week.
So if you've got a bike and you're coming up for Bike Week, great detour. Come on over to Gunstock and meet up with some of the liberty-loving activists here in the Free State Project. There are hundreds of people that are going to be here throughout the weekend. And from what we heard yesterday, there were already at least 100 people here at Gunstock. Rich Goldman is the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizer. He's sitting in with us here tonight. Rich, welcome to Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Doing great. How would you estimate so far the turnout this year compared to last year and today versus yesterday? What are we looking at as far as increases?
I would say it's about the same as last year in terms of Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to be exciting is Friday and Saturday. We've been advertising a lot more into the Lakes Region community. We've been putting up posters about the concerts. We've been advertising on these little digital displays around towns and supermarkets and hotels. We've gotten a couple more newspaper articles. And so we're really hoping that this year, we got 450 people last year, and that's a low number, without, you know, just attracting Free State Project people.
Right.
So we're really hoping.
It's hard to quantify Free State Project people simply because they like to fly below the radar as much as they can.
Right. And so this year, we're hoping to get at least 500, maybe 600.
Wow.
And see how that works.
And bring in people from around the area so people in New Hampshire can come to understand better about what the Free State Project is about, as opposed to just getting their news from word of mouth or possibly seeing a biased newspaper
Exactly.
article.
So, for instance, we were at the Gunstock Inn last night having a social between Free Staters and local business people and local people from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people there said, I identify as libertarian. And they were kind of curious what the Free State Project was about. And we explained, said, oh, that's really cool. And they're planning to come to Porkfest.
Neat.
These are people that hadn't heard of the Free State Project before, hadn't been to Porkfest, and are going to be there. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Sounds like it'll really be making a difference. What's coming up here in the next few days? We talked earlier tonight about what has already gone on. There's been a lot of activity here, a lot of neat things. You could go out and do everything from hiking to fishing, shooting. So a lot of social events where people can get to know one another.
Mm.
What else is coming up this weekend that people who might be listening and maybe in the New England area could come up here and experience?
Okay, so for Friday morning, if you're able to get up this early, there's going to be a hike to Mount Liberty up in the White Mountains. That's an annual hike we do. You can go as high as 4,000 foot or very steep.
But what time does that start?
We leave the park from Gunstock at 7:45 in the morning.
That's going to be an elite group of people because I know there's going to be a lot of partying going on tonight at the SACL CAI fun tent. So if you can make it up that early, it'd probably be a good time.
Indeed. A lot of people go there, and it's a great trip, great opportunity to meet people.
And how tall is the peak?
It's over 4,000 feet in the White Mountains range. But it's not just 4,000 feet up. It's 4,000. It's very steep. Large. It's a very difficult mountain. But you can go as high as you can, come back down. A couple people make it to the top. I made it to the top my first time.
Wow, cool.
So
you didn't have any equipment to make it to the top?
Nope. Well, okay. No. Water bottle.
Okay. just being clear. Because, I mean, there's rock climbing and there's mountain climbing.
True.
And depending on the mountain, it can kind of, the area gets a little gray.
Right. And so for those that don't want to get up that early or don't want to hike, so we have a bus tour around the Lakes region led by a very connected guy. His name is Jim Blackie from Gunstock Acres. Knows the Lakes region like the back of his hand, knows all the inside places. You'll even see buffalo if you go on this trip. There's a buffalo farm in the area.
Huh. So you mean American bison?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just making it clear.
Okay.
just trying to decide whether that's what we're talking about or not.
And we also have Dan McGuire is organizing a road rally around the state. It's a 3-hour scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it's based on accuracy, not on speed, though. So you get a map, you get clues, and there's 4 people to a car. And you just drive around trying to get as accurate an answer as around the state as possible.
Neat. How far? I mean, all over the state?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure he's the one organizing, but I have to imagine it's within probably an hour radius.
It'd have to be local because if gas is expensive, people aren't going to want to go too far.
But we're covering the gas for the people that have decided to drive, so.
Oh, wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, so if you want to volunteer your car, just show up.
Oh, neat.
Yeah,
cool.
And then we have, in the after, so then there's a bit of, we also have a
team. This is all tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then,
what about the fishing? There was fishing, wasn't there?
I believe so. There's so many things going on. It's hard to keep track of them all.
I do have the schedule here.
Group fishing it can be a lot of fun.
So for those that kind of want to see the full schedule, if you go to porkfest.com, porkfest.com/schedule, it's also linked to you from the main Porkfest page, and you'll see a Google Calendar, and that'll show you in a week view, or you can click on the Agenda tab. And we'll get a full listing of all the events that are happening throughout the week.
I'm looking at it here, Mark. There is fishing going on,
but you're
not going to go.
It's on Lake Winnipesaukee, and it's difficult to argue that there's a more beautiful lake in America. And as far as I'm concerned, Winnipesaukee is a beautiful, beautiful lake. Now, diving beneath it, perhaps not so much fun, but fishing
would
be great.
They do dive.
Yeah, I don't know why. It seems so strange to me.
You want to dive, you've got to have somewhere to do it, and that's better than a swimming pool.
Yeah, look at all the seaweed and mud.
Well, what would you look at in the ocean? It's seaweed and dirt.
No, you look at coral and colorful fish.
I guess it depends on where you are.
Yes.
Anyway, so there's stuff going on all weekend long, and of course, inevitably, we're going to talk more about that. But what would you say that, I mean, as the organizer, and this is your second year organizing Porkfest, what would you say is your favorite part about all this?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down, actually. But I would say what I would focus on is sort of the interesting thing for this year is what we've added or what we've expanded. So we've added on a concert, so we have local bands from the area coming in to play Friday night and all through Saturday. We've our exhibitor tent. We added a lot of new exhibitors who are going to be at Porkfest for the first time.
Great.
You know, I got everything from solar panel companies to cartoonist Dale Everett. You know,
AnarchyInYourHead.com is going to be
there. Yeah, he's going to be there doing drawings of people.
Oh, cool, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. So you can sit down and pay him to do a caricature or something.
Yeah,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah, Bureaucrash is going to be there again. We've got financial planners, realtors. It's a whole diverse group of vendors that are going to be there.
Do you know who's here from Bureaucrash? I know they just changed up their president. Is there?
Yeah, Pete Ayer, the new Crasher in Chief, is going to be here.
We've got to find it. If you can find Pete and hook him up with me at some point over the next couple
days. He's a good friend of mine.
I definitely want to meet him and talk to him. The Bureaucrash organization is a really great group of people. I think it's Bureaucrash.com.
Yep.
And
isn't Pete IHS?
He used to be IHS, and then you transferred to
IHS.
IHS, we interviewed Pete at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, it's called the Institute for Humane Studies.
It's out of George Mason University.
Right. And so amongst the various things they do is, one, they hold summer seminars trying to promote the ideas of liberty to college students. It's basically like going to a libertarian college for a week.
Right.
You know, all the best thinkers in the libertarian movement are there. And they also have fellowships where they promote and internships of those that have pro-liberty, libertarian ideas, getting them into positions of influence in journalism, in law, in many fields where their impact is much greater. Very, very good, positive organization.
So Ian asked you about your favorite thing about Porkfest, and I've got a favorite thing about Porkfest.
Who's there?
The way... libertarians have a difficult... It's difficult to come out and say what you're thinking every time and have to explain yourself every time you talk to somebody. What are you... You want to starve the children? You want old people to die in the streets?
The roads.
Right. It's just the crap that people say about the idea of freedom.
Right.
Last night I had to talk to somebody, and I was talking to them about a freedom issue, and... was trying to make some comparisons, how cops are antithetical to freedom, whatever. It's so difficult. You come here and you find people are able to converse so much more openly and in a friendly manner. It's like a big club where you almost know everybody. I'm not saying you really know them, but you know them in a way that you just...
There's that instant connection.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's been going on all week, and it's going to be much, much bigger this weekend. You know, during the week, you know, you maybe have 100, 150 people here already.
Yeah, that's big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For a lot of libertarian gatherings, yes.
That would be big
absolutely.
For a scouting.
But we're going to be up to, 500 this weekend. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. 100 people is bigger than most Libertarian Party conventions. I mean, it's the state convention
true.
In the country. Hey, good having you on the show.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to be on here later in the week.
Keep up the great work. We'll definitely have you back.
Great. Thank you.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It is is Free Talk Live, live from Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Some of the features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, up to an entire year's worth of the show, totally free, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by internobs.com. I don't know if you're writing all these down, Mark, but you should be.
What?
Internobs.com brings you the show. We've got, or they've got, pulls. They've got faucets. They've got toilets, I think, right?
No, they don't have toilets. They have faucets, toilets, faucets, sinks.
Sinks, you know, okay, so they go to the sink.
Drawer pulls, that kind of thing. And pretty much in either, you know, high-end or they have the economy stuff, and you can get the best prices, and really they do have friendly service, and it's a way to support somebody who supports Free Talk Live. Internauts.com.
Absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Jeb in Texas. Jeb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and basically talk about Dennis Kucinich, U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. He introduced bills of impeachment against President Bush. I think it was Monday on June the 9th in Congress on the House floor. And I think it was a 35-count indictment that he introduced before Congress. And I was just calling in to state that I think, how this is supposed to work is the House Judiciary Committee is supposed to, I guess, determine whether to put the bills of impeachment on the table for Congress to vote on. In any event,
impeach him and nothing happens, right?
Well you know, I think it goes beyond that because, you know, these guys, Bush and Cheney, as a matter of fact, they have committed what they say, high crimes and misdemeanors, and they, in my opinion, have committed treasonous acts, and, of course, the signing statements and executive orders, among the other illegal activities like the NSA spying program, all are in violation of federal law and the Constitution. And
certainly
and they cannot...
there's a laundry list of things out there that that could be brought up, but my concern here is that a whole big deal is going to be made out of this impeachment thing. And according to the dictionary, all an impeachment is simply an accusation of misconduct.
Well,
it's in no way any sort of criminal trial or punishment. It will not result in George Bush or Dick Cheney being evicted from office or anything like that. It may be a black mark on their political career, but that's about it.
Clinton was impeached.
Right.
Well, I think
his impeachment did not stop him from getting $100,000 every speaking engagement he goes to. So this
does
nothing.
I think that there may be another alternative is there's something called a writ of mandamus. Now, a writ of mandamus can be filed by any American citizen, and it can be filed against, say, the Attorney General of the United States, who is Michael McCasey, and a writ of mandamus is basically to compel an official to perform his or her duties. And
like
of course,
what, bring them up on charges? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I mean, you could, in other words, any American citizen could file a writ of mandamus against Mikey McCasey or against the House of Representatives compelling them to perform their duties. And
why haven't you done it yet, Jeff?
Well, I mean...
what are you waiting for?
Well, you know, I've got to do a little legal research. I've got a few things, things going on. But, I mean, you know, I shouldn't be the one to have
to
do it.
It's easy to pawn it off. Yeah, sure, it's easy to pawn it off on somebody else and not have to take responsibility for something you believe in. Jeff, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, if it's a good idea, why don't you do it, Jeff? Why don't you get out there and get it done? But, no, he's just going to sit back and say, well, someone else should.
Well, maybe he's hoping that more than one person will do it.
I don't know. Whatever. I wouldn't expect anything to come out of it.
I don't expect anything to come out of our legal system. Honestly, yeah. I'm surprised at the ruling they had today on the Guantanamo inmates.
Wait. They'll back up the police state soon enough.
Somehow.
Take time.
George Bush was, of course, talking about how he can make it legal, but I don't think so. I think that likely Guantanamo will be shut down by this ruling. But
we'll see about that.
You know, the Supreme Court. It ruled poorly on the First Amendment regarding a petition for redress of grievance earlier this year. It ruled poorly on eminent domain in the case of the New London, Connecticut versus Kelo. And it's I don't know. The freedoms go away quickly. They go away slowly. What difference does it make? They're still going away.
1-800-259-9231. Our caller earlier suggested, Paula said that she didn't think there was anyone worth voting for, and I have to agree at this point.
However, for president.
For president.
Yeah.
However, Bob Barr the Libertarian Party's candidate for president this year, I was not satisfied with him being chosen for the party's candidacy. That's for sure.
Okay.
And I don't know if this article by him is going to satisfy me. I don't predict that it will. But he has now apparently come out.
But he deserves attention
and
when
he does
something.
He deserves some attention here because he's probably the best thing going and as far as the choices out there. And that's not saying much. But Bob Barr at one time was not even close to a libertarian, and some would argue that he's still not even close today. However, it seems as though he's taken at least a step in the right direction. According to HuffingtonPost.com, Bob Barr writing an article here, title, I Was Wrong About the War on Drugs. It's a failure. I think that's a good starting point, considering the last thing we heard about Bob Barr and his position on the war on drugs was that he was okay with marijuana being maybe medicinalized, but whoa, those other drugs, we can't have those being legal. So let's see what he has to say for himself. He says, I'll admit it. Just 5 years ago, I was public enemy number one in the eyes of the Libertarian Party. In my 2002 congressional race for Georgia's 7th District, the Libertarian Party ran scathing attack ads against my stand on medical marijuana. Today, I'm the presidential nominee, and I'll represent libertarians at the top of the ticket on November 4th. Huh? That's right. Bob Barr, formerly the war-on-drugs-loving, Wiccan-mocking, Clinton-impeaching Republican, is the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. Now, you may be asking how this happened, and my answer is simple. The libertarians won. For more than three decades, the Libertarian Party and small L libertarians have done their part to prove to America that liberty is the answer to most of the problems that we face today. Over the past several years, I was one of the many people influenced by this small party. Whether through the free market or by simply allowing families to make their own decisions regarding the education of their children, libertarians have taught us that liberty does truly work. In stark contrast, when government attempts to solve our societal problems, it tends to create even more of them, often increasing the size and depth of the original problem. A perfect example of this is the federal war on drugs. For years, I served as a federal prosecutor and member of the House of Representatives defending the federal pursuit of the drug prohibition. Today, I can reflect on my efforts and see no progress in stopping the widespread use of drugs. I'll even argue that America's drug problem is larger today than it was when Richard Nixon first coined the phrase war on drugs in 1972. And I would say he's absolutely right about that. There's no doubt that drug use is more widespread today than it was before, and there's also no doubt that the drugs themselves are more dangerous than they ever were before. So far, I'm with Bob Barr in this particular story.
I have to say I agree.
From HuffingtonPost.com. And if he's serious about this, and it's a step in the right direction, I'm not anywhere close to endorsing the guy. But we'll keep our eyes on him. And
I don't know how he feels about the war in Iraq now.
Well, we'll find out about that, I'm sure, over time. In fact, maybe Gardner Goldsmith, who just walked in the room, can chime in because he apparently...
That's why everybody's hollering, yeah.
We'll talk to Gardner. We'll talk more about Bob Barr here in a moment to take your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 800-259-9231. We are here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, put on by the Free State Project and SACL CAI. Of course, you can join us on the phones. You can also join us in person here at Gunstock Campground in beautiful Guilford, New Hampshire, broadcasting from the Powder Keg tonight, one of the bars here on the premises. Tomorrow, I believe, we're going to be broadcasting from underneath a tent, so that should be a good time, too. Looking forward to meeting all kinds of interesting people, meeting some people we've met before, meeting new people, which we've already been doing. It's just fantastic to be here, and of course, speaking of people we already know, Gardner Goldsmith just walked into the Powder Keg here tonight. Gard, good evening, sir.
Howdy, howdy, Ian, Mark. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. Yeah, I'm doing well. It's always good to have you out here, of course, for Porcupine Freedom Festival. Did you just arrive?
I was here last night, hung out with the guys under the great SACL CAI fun tent.
The fun tent. Yep. Did you bartend yet?
I have not bartended
yet. All right.
I did learn a few of the secrets, but I am afraid it's a mystery, a magic trick that I'm going to be missing out on here and there. So I'll do okay, though.
Now, hopefully we'll have you back on at some point over the weekend, but I wanted to get you your comment. You had told me during the week that you were planning on having Bob Barr on your radio show. Did
yes.
that happen this week?
Yes, it happened just a few hours ago.
Can you give us a recap? What was that like?
Yeah.
Because we just found this story at HuffingtonPost.com Bob Barr is saying that he has realized the war on drugs
yes.
is a failure. So he's no longer just taking the sort of weak, pathetic marijuana, pro-marijuana position. He has now come out against the entire war on
Indeed.
Drugs.
Indeed.
And I say that's a step in the right direction. Certainly I'm nowhere near close to endorsing this cat, but I'm wondering what sort of information you came across today with your interview with him.
Well, I got to say, Ian, it was a really good conversation. We weren't able to get into all of the things I wanted to get into about matters of federalism regarding, for example, things like the partial birth abortion ban and things like that. We started off the conversation not on the drug war, but we did get into it, and he addressed it very fluidly, so I'll talk about that first. It was really pretty impressive. I had received that Huffington Post memo from, I believe, Glenn Jacobs sent it over to me.
He's actually mentioned in the article. We haven't gotten to that.
Yeah, pretty impressive
Glenn
stuff,
Jacobs
Glenn.
From the WWE.
Yeah, great stuff. And he's half the planet over on the other side of the planet right now, over in Australia right now. And he's still keeping up on all the issues. The guy's amazing. So he sent that over, and he said, check this out, Card. So we asked him about the drug war, and Bob Bohr was very explicit on my program. He says it is not only unconstitutional, it has been, because I asked him about the practicalities of it and the constitutionality of it. And he said, yes, you're right on both counts. It is both unconstitutional and unpractical. He went through the amount of money that's been spent, all the people who have been incarcerated, and he seems to, I take him at his word, he seems to have really changed his tune, as you said. So that is a very good step in the right direction.
If politicians think that it's going to cost them or think that they can benefit by changing their opinion, they will.
Yeah, Mark, that's a good point.
It makes me feel a little dirty, but I like what he's saying.
Yeah, I do too.
What about his stance on the war in Iraq?
I didn't get to ask him about that, and I said, I would love to have you come back in a few weeks, and it was such a good conversation. Everything went like clockwork. Boom, boom, boom. We just went through issue after issue, a couple minutes on each issue. I think he was pretty satisfied. I think he'll come back, and I told him that there were some issues like immigration and international policy like Iraq and international intervention that we haven't covered, and maybe we would disagree. He says, I'd be happy to come back. So we'll talk about it a little more.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So Gard, anything of interest happened yet so far to you here at Porkfest?
Actually, the big thing for me, I was just talking with some people outside, is this Supreme Court case, and Barr and I talked about that one. Huge, huge case on the Guantanamo detainees.
Yeah.
Just massive. People around here are tuned into this. They're watching these sorts of things, and they understand that, even though I don't think the Constitution goes far enough to protect me, I'd rather have no government whatsoever. I'm a voluntarist. If the politicians are going to be running for an office and they're swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution, the results of what happened at that court case today are pretty substantial, which is that they didn't declare war, therefore they didn't hold these guys as prisoners of war. If they don't hold them as prisoners of war, they have to hold them as something else under U.S. criminal code, and that would be under terrorist law. And if they're holding them under U.S. criminal code, they have to afford them a habeas corpus hearing. And that was brought about today in the Supreme Court. And it's just so nice to be around people who know about these sorts of things. This is great. It's such a breath of fresh air. It's awesome.
I was really wondering what was going to happen with these detainees. Just sort of, what are they, from a practical standpoint, what are they going to do with these guys?
I don't know.
Because, they hadn't charged them with anything.
Right.
It was difficult to know even if any of them had done the things that they had been charged with.
And the cavalier attitude that the Bush administration had, regardless of whether it's these people or any other people, let's just say they're abstract person A and they're foreigners, the cavalier attitude that they had about, he says, they're getting three meals a day and they're allowed to pray. I don't see what they're complaining about, essentially. And then these are people.
They are, after all.
Yeah,
dirty,
I mean,
Muslims.
It's insane. I thought about George Takei, who played Sulu. He was a kid in one of the Japanese internment camps.
He gave a speech at the Talkers Convention a couple of years ago, and it was really moving.
It was really amazing. The stuff, and they were held for no reason whatsoever, just because they were
Japanese.
Their blood. It's just absolutely crazy. So people think that we're living in the land of the free. They ought to think again, because the politicians don't like freedom. They don't like it. They like power, as you guys know.
It's so true.
Yeah. So otherwise, overall here, guys, it's just been great. It's just the weather's been beautiful. The Gunstock Mountain ski area is just a wonderful place. Jason and the guys from SACL have done a fantastic job. And this is the kind of place. I'm looking at faces of people I know I haven't seen for a while, and they're such good people. I was thinking about this earlier today. When the history is written on this part of the country, they're going to remember some of these people who are really admirable folks. When I'm 100 years old, I'm going to remember you guys and all the other folks that I've met here as some of the best people I've known.
Well, a couple of us went out, Julia and I and Sam from Texas, went out on a ride-along last night with a Keene police lieutenant, Lieutenant Maxfield.
Oh, wow.
And I sent him an email later thanking him because he's a –
He's somebody who, while he's inside the system, and he's certainly not doing things that are making everybody happy. Recently, he arrested Russell Canning, for instance, on a driver's license issue.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is, the guy is listening to Free Talk Live. The ideas are influential. He's listening to The Market for Liberty, great book, which you can download for free at book.freetalklive.com. So having someone within the police reading these things and coming to understand these ideas is a wonderful thing. But at the end of the night, we traded all kinds of ideas about how to get from here to there. One of his big issues was he loves the idea of the free market, but isn't quite so sure how we're going to get from where we are to the free market.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, it's impossible for us to sit here and speculate and figure out exactly how that's going to play out. We can't do that. But one thing that is for sure, at least to me, it seems inevitable that that's what's going to happen. That's the direction all of this is going. How we're going to get there, we'll figure it out on the way.
Right.
The people in search of profit are going to be the ones that are going to innovate those ways to make the transitions as smooth as possible. And I said, it sure will be nice when decades from now we can look back and you'll be able to sit down with your grandkids and say, did you know there was a time where we had to pay taxes? Let me explain these taxes things to you, kid.
There were organizations that actually, they provided services, but you had to pay for them whether you used them or not.
Yeah, it would be like a setting from an L. Neil Smith novel, you know, something like that. I would love to see something like that happen. My niece hanging out. She's 12 now. Boy, that would be really cool.
I mean, it's really more than just taxes, though. It's really all about slavery, isn't it? I mean, that's what we are the new abolitionists, essentially. And I don't say this to slight those who are enslaved today, physically enslaved. I don't say this to slight them at all, or those who were enslaved in the past. But the fact is, if you don't own your body, and if you don't own the product of your body, your work, and the things that you do,
you don't own your land.
If you don't own your land, if somebody can take a percentage of what it is that you've earned in a given year, whether it's 50 or 5%, you're a slave to your master.
Yeah.
And the masters are in the state governments and the local governments and the federal governments. And that's what we're working against. That's what we're trying to move away from. We're trying to move in to a voluntary order as opposed to this coercive governmental system that we have today, which will really result in the abolition of slavery. Once this is all said and done, slavery will finally be finished. It will be done because it's no longer just on a plantation. Slavery has gone nationwide.
Absolutely.
And the taskmasters aren't as obvious as they used to be. And the slavery itself is much more subtle than it was before. But that's literally what we're doing here. We're helping free people from bondage. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231, though I should have put a caveat in here. Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us gave me an important reminder, and that is that for those of you who are amplifiers, you are SOL, I'm afraid, as far as calling in on the amp call-in lines. You can call them, but no one will answer.
Right.
So
they just ring.
Yeah, they only ring into our studio. We can't, well, if we really went through a lot of effort, we could probably bring them out here. But that just means I have to haul around more equipment. So, no thanks. Amp calls will be able to come back on Monday night. So, 800-259-9231 is the only number you can access us at over this Porcupine Freedom Festival weekend. It is Porkfest 2008. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about what's going on. The schedule is up there, and the itinerary is loaded. There's so much happening, it's going to be difficult to decide what to do, because you want to spend as much time as you can with all of these wonderful people, and it's hard to even choose where to go and what to do. But it's really going to be a good time over the next couple of days, and Gardner Goldsmith is with us here from LibertyConspiracy.com.
Hey,
Gardner Goldsmith, the host of Against the Grain, a weekday radio program heard here in the... I guess you could be heard in the Lakes region, but certainly in the Concord area
Concord,
of New Hampshire.
On over towards Vermont and
you guys still are in Lebanon, right? They switched the stations over there, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we're still up there. I don't know exactly what the story is.
I think you're on the AM station up there.
Right,
but
not the FM 93.9. We're on the, what is it, 1400?
They flipped you. I think they took that AM station and they put an FM translator on there.
Right,
so I think you're still on FM, but it's not as big of a signal.
Okay.
But anyway, he's all across the state and he's on our show occasionally. You can grab his show at LibertyConspiracy.com. Now, your book, Live Free or Die, Gardner, is available at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, of course, 24 hours a day. But you're actually here at Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you told us during the break you have a limited, very limited supply, which could be good. It means you might be able to actually charge more for them.
I didn't think about that.
Autograph them, charge a few bucks extra.
That's right. That's right.
But you do have a few on hand that you will. So if you see Gardner Goldsmith and you're here at Porkfest this weekend and you're looking for a copy
You may have one available.
Gravel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm expecting a shipment anytime soon. So thank you very much. And if you can't get it, go to Amazon.com. I'd love to see some more sales shoot up. I don't get much per book, but it's really nice to see it because there's a lot of work my father did that's in there. So we can go two ways here in the remaining minutes of the program. Of course, we'll go another way if you call in and take control of the airwaves. But otherwise, Bob Barr has a few more things to say about how he changed his mind on the war on drugs, or we can talk about swingers clubs.
Well, war on drugs is great. Swingers clubs, I mean, yeah, you know.
What's going on with swingers clubs?
Get my two thirsts here.
All right. Well, we already heard what Bob Barr had to say, so he's moving in the right direction. We'll keep our eyes on him. In the meantime, we go to local6.com out of Florida, Melbourne, where, and I believe this is actually an update on a story I think we talked about before. City code enforcement officials have ordered a controversial underground swingers club to stop hosting sexually themed parties by the end of Thursday, that's tonight, or face fines of up to $250 per day. Mm. According to the story, Melbourne officials and an irritated landlord want to close the Hunt Club, which is based inside a house in the rustic Oak Grove subdivision nestled among acre lot estates, horse stables, and backyard fish ponds along the wherever. Club operators Richard Spalding and Kersey Page face $250 daily code enforcement fines if they host swingers parties after today. Recent examples of their events have been Naughty Girls, Ice Cream and High Heels Social, a pajama party, and a paper mask masquerade, according to various websites. In a Tuesday email to code enforcement administrator Dan Porcy, Page contended that her club is a private group, not a business. Local 6.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about money.
There's money involved. We'll get to that. Local 6 news partner Florida Today reported she stated that Melbourne officials were making up ridiculous fines and singling out a few people to persecute. After all, who's going to stand up for the swingers?
Mm-hmm.
Right? As we have been talking of this theme of the government likes to go after people that have divergent belief systems from the norm, and because very few people are willing to stand up for these people's way of life, that they'll go down in flames and they won't be able to enjoy themselves in the way that they should be able to enjoy themselves as consenting adults should be able to do. And it's not the issue. It says here the lots are fairly large, so it can't be an issue of noise. It can't be an issue of you know, actually bothering the neighbors beyond just, they don't like all that activity over there. There's all those cars in the driveway.
Right.
We can't have that. Well, according to the story, one of the ladies, this is Ms. Page, who is the proprietor. She also wrote, "Twisting existing laws or making up new ones to punish people for their sex lives is not only arrogant and misguided, but also corrupt in the sense that you are using your political position to impose your favored sexual practices on someone else." Penny Hansen, who owns the Beth Lane home, is evicting Spalding and Page. Ooh, they were renting? Bad choice.
Well, you know, some people rent, some people own.
Anyway, they are being evicted, say the City Hall records. A lease termination notice was delivered effective June 30th. Otherwise, beginning July 1st, club operators must start paying double the rent. Horsey gave the club until Thursday to cease swingers' activities. Otherwise, the Melbourne Code Enforcement Board could consider the matter during its upcoming meeting and begin levying those daily fines of $250 a day.
You know, the fines, the code, all that stuff. Look, if they're renting, the guy who's renting it doesn't want him doing it anymore, then, you know, it's his call. I don't know what their contract is. When does the rental contract expire? We don't know the details on that. But the guy who owns the property is the one who makes the call. They shouldn't have code enforcement or any of that other nonsense. That's a little Leviathan stupidity. And it should be voluntary, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't particularly think these people's lifestyle is something that I'd be interested in, but, well, whatever.
Hey, maybe they could bring suit under the Americans with Disabilities Act and say that they have proclivities that pull them in this direction. The federal government has passed a law, patently unconstitutional and an infringement on private property, and then the guy who owns the property won't be able to get rid of them. That'd be perfect.
I don't know if I would advocate that, but it's an interesting approach.
It's amazing.
Here's a little more detail on their organization. The Hunt Club, as it's called, asked party attendees for $40 donations, and the club sought $60,000 from investors to build an 8-bedroom complex. But in her email to Porcy, Page stated her organization violates no local laws. She says, "We have our friends over for parties. Yes, people at our parties consume alcohol. It's not against the law to have friends over to your house for fun.
People do that at parties, right?"
Mm-hmm. Right. And lots of people hold their parties at their house.
Yeah.
They don't have to get a special permit to do that.
The Hunt Club featured a stripper pole and a stage, swinging sex chair in a bedroom that was converted into an observation room, according to the police chief. So they're really they're really just cracking down on people here who have a different lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Now, I could understand if they were out in the front yard having sex and the neighbors didn't appreciate that too much, but this is all going on behind closed
doors. You'd support them if they were out in the front yard, too.
Well, if it was their private property and they were living in a neighborhood where there were no deed restrictions preventing that sort of thing.
Very good. I like that.
Though I would also suggest that the neighbors that didn't like that could also ostracize them if they didn't like
that. Can they spray them with a hose?
That's the way to do it with freedom.
Yeah, that's a good question. Would a hose be appropriate? I would say only if they actually crossed the property line and started having sex on the adjoining property.
That's right. You can always put up a fence, you know.
Yeah, well,
and I agree with you. It's a voluntary thing. You can ostracize and work it out.
This case sure would be more interesting if the house were privately owned, if it was not a rental location, if these folks actually owned this piece of property. And then they could say, well, whatever, go ahead and throw your fines on us. We're not going to pay.
And if it were privately owned, you'd have a situation much like railroad guys and farmers. In economics classes, sometimes they talk about property rights resolution conflict and conflict resolution, where they have trains going by fields. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the trains throw off sparks. They start up sparks in the farmers' fields. The farmers' fields catch fire. They lose a lot in their crops. These guys work it out. You know, they say, look, if you want to pass through this area, the railroad guys say, yeah, but we own this property. And the farmer says, yeah, but I own this property. Well, eventually they work this out. Is it to your incentive to be able to pass through this property? Let's not go to court about this. Let's work something out. And generally, spontaneously, people work these things out, or they turn to third parties, privately arbiters that they find consistent and reliable, and lo and behold, most of the problems are worked out.
And this issue also goes back to whether or not you should be able to run a business in your own home.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying it's not a business, and they're also saying they're only asking for donations. So theoretically, you could go and participate without paying. But they should be able to charge for entrance, and one should be able to operate a business out of one's home, providing that you do have the landlord's permission in this case.
Absolutely.
And providing that that's not prohibited by the deed restrictions. As far as the government's rules are concerned, how dare they? And who do they think they are to say that you can't run a business in your own home? I never went to the city of Keene bureaucracy and said, hey, guys, I plan on running a radio show out of my house. Can you give me the appropriate forms I need to fill out?
Would that be all right, please? I just wanted to know if it'd be all right with your zoning and everything. I know it's important to ask permission.
Yeah, right?
I'd like a permit, please.
Yeah. No, thanks.
They were just on the Keene radio talking about getting permits for things that are going on in your house.
It's crazy.
We are done for tonight. Back with more from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008 with tomorrow night's show. We'll see you then. Off to the SACL CAI Fun Tent.
Yeah.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. With the